Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Coach Payton, I believe, is on with us now. Coach, you with us?
I am. Can you guys hear me okay?
We sure can, Coach. Thanks for joining us, as always. And certainly, you and I talked before the Packers game, and we talked about Louisiana certainly needing something to lean on, and the Saints provided that and more, beating the Packers yesterday 38-3. I guess you've had a day to digest it a little bit, just kind of overall. You know, not many of the pundits, and for whatever that's worth, expected much out of this football team. You're playing post-Hurricane Ida, living in Texas, but a very convincing win, and you know what it means here. I guess, what's it mean to you and this football team?
Well, look, the fabric and obviously the tie that this team and this city share is uniquely special. You know, I got a chance to experience that firsthand years ago in 2006 and you know, following Katrina. And there's been a lot of adversity, and certainly this is something that's extremely difficult for so many people. And, you know, our players are aware of that, and even the younger players quickly get educated to that. And I know they'll be excited when they have a chance to play their first, you know, home game in the Superdome and really experience that atmosphere. But the, you know, the thing we could control while we were here was putting together and a good plan, executing a good plan, the players getting ready to play. And, you know, for a week one game, obviously there were a lot of good things to point out. And, you know, I think the feeling throughout the building here as we're starting on Carolina is just that sense of pride for our city, that so many people that are going through some really difficult times, you know, had 3 hours where they could disappear for a minute and watch a team play. And we're glad we were able to get a win.
You know, Coach Payton, this might be more a statement. You know, how I don't know how to ask a question, but I want you to comment on this, because to me, this in your career, this is the trifecta, and this is winning football. I want you to comment on this. That when you force 3-plus turnovers, doesn't matter if you turn over the ball, but force 3-plus turnovers, you're 41-6. And when you commit 0 turnovers, you're 50-6. And then when you allow 20 or fewer points, 87-8. So just do that every week, and I think for sure we're going to win double digits year in and year out.
Well, look, the number we always – put different numbers up relative to turnovers. We start with the league average, and then we start with our own. And you just see how significant it is, not just in week one, although in week one as a coach, you're concerned, you know, with the four quarters of live tackling, live play, ball security, penalties, you know, all the things that can keep you from winning a game, even if you play well. And I thought we – overall, did a really good job of protecting the football. We got our takeaways. I really felt that time of possession in the first half was important. You know, we got off the field defensively, and offensively, we forced that defense for Green Bay to stay on the field quite a bit. And so those numbers in the first half, when you look at snaps, rushing attempts, all the things that lead to winning, were tilted in our favor. And yet, you know, when you're playing a quarterback like Aaron Rodgers, you know that you're a series or two from being in a close game. And I thought the second half we came out and continued. We played really good defense. Offensively, you know, we either changed the field position or we were able to score. And so it's a good game to start on. And then when you look at the film, there's a number of things you want to clean up. We were able to do that today. You know, we're kind of on to Carolina now with the game plan. And, you know, we'll get ready to play a team now who's 1-0 that had a good win yesterday at home.
Now, Coach Payne, I've said this. I've watched a lot of Saints football, participating and just observing. That's definitely in the conversation. I know it's the greatest opening season victory ever. I mean, it was almost too good to be true. You had to pinch yourself. But I thought it was that significant. I look at the impacts that you've been on board on Sunday Night Football when we whooped the Cowgirls and the Who Dat Nation right after Katrina was born. And then that game, the Super Bowl year against the Patriots. But to me, that was right up there. Look, when you score on five of your first six possessions, and that was going 13 minutes in the fourth quarter, and like you mentioned, a time of possession, we basically had the ball 21 minutes to their 7 minutes. I know Aaron Rodgers can't score if he's on the sideline. I mean, to me, it was so monumental and dominating. Can you recall maybe, because you've had a long enough career to like be in this type of game where you've been that dominating in all phases?
Well, the good news is I've had a long enough career, and fortunately we've had a number of these games. The bad news is when you have a long career, you start to forget certain things. I look, the timing of what's taken place, you know, Gustav, we were gone for the week. But yet we were able to come home and play that game at home against Tampa. This was different. And you know, being away and the damage that we've seen and the reports that we've seen, obviously so much wind damage and power line. There's so many people working, you know, 24/7 right now to bring back what we know is normalcy. And so this, you know, being in another city, trying to figure out where we're going to play the home game at. Jacksonville did a great job. Their field was phenomenal. Everything they did was first class, and we can't thank them enough. And look, then it was up to us. You know, we, as an organization, you try to remove as many of the distractions as you possibly can. You know, sometimes that's more difficult than others, but, you know, to focus on the job that you have to do. And I thought our players handled the work week well. And look, we, you know, you go into a game, the first game of the season as a head coach, you truly never know what you have, because the preseason you're evaluating your roster, you're playing starters, but nonetheless, you're playing a lot of other players. And we had a really good Thursday, Friday practice here. And, you know, the one thing I thought was that we were ready. But we also knew we were playing, you know, a team that's been to the NFC Championship the last two seasons, you know, a real right. good football team. And so I don't know that you ever think, you know, you're going to get in a game and win by that type of margin. And generally speaking, in our league, it doesn't come around that often. You know, you just watch the end of these games. They come down to two-minute drives and overtime games. Generally speaking, they're close. And it was one of those days that, you know, we did enough things well, protected the football well enough, and we were able to get in some guys towards the end of the game and get some playing time for them.
All right, Coach Payton, Saints fans totally understand how you have turned your attention to Carolina, but I think we and the Saints Nation are going to hold on to this victory a little longer, so we'll be back. We're going to talk more with Saints head coach Sean Payton and the Cajun Cannon Bobby Hebert on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Stay with us. And we're talking Saints football with head coach Sean Payton. We're going to have defensive coordinator Dennis Allen a little later. Mike Koss here in the studio with the first quarterback to leave the Saints to the playoffs, Bobby Hebert. He's at the Silver Slipper in Mississippi. And on the phone with us here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network is Coach Sean Payton. And, Coach, again, as I said going to break, you know, we totally get and support the move to Carolina. Saints fans are going to hang on to this win a little longer. And I was kind of, you know, going through the game book and just looking at, like, trying to find the stat that kind of speaks to offense and defense. And to me, that red zone and goal to go, where the Saints were 4 of 4 in the red zone, 3 of 3 goal to go, 100% of your 7 opportunities. The Packers, you know, to your defense, were 0-2 in the red zone and 0-1 goal to go. And so that's a sharp contrast right there for both your offense and defense.
Yep. And Friday, typically each day there's an area of emphasis we put up on the screen. And Friday morning on the PowerPoint, we kind of cover Green Bay offensively and defensively, and then cover the Saints red area from a year ago. And so there's been changes with both teams, but statistically speaking, New Orleans and Green Bay were 1-2 in red zone offense last year. And that's just a stat that is, you know, how many times are you scoring touchdowns inside the 20 when you begin in a possession, not begin one, but you have a possession inside the 20. So look, your first goal obviously is defensively is forcing field goals when that's the case. And, you know, anytime it's third down in the red zone, it's really a 4-point play possibly. You know, if you get off the field and they kick, that's significant. And efficiently wise, offensively, we were able to score and take advantage of those spots. And, you know, one was a turnover. You know, the starting field position was significantly in our favor, and that helps. I felt like the whole first half was played on the left side of the field, you know, as you looked at it.
It was. It certainly felt like that as well. I got to ask you before we get too deep into the show, because, you know, for people that have not seen an NFL postgame locker room of late, it's changed a bit. And certainly Chauncey Gardner-Johnson had posted a video of your celebration yesterday, and you are part of it. And it just looks fun. It's innocent. And I mean, but you go back to when you were in your playing days and old school. I mean, the NFL postgame locker room has changed quite a bit, isn't it?
Yeah, look, it has, and we as teachers always got to adapt, adjust, and, you know, I think one of the things that we talk all the time about is, you know, we spend a lot of time on attention to detail, I mean, in everything that we do, and so when you have a week where you're working, you know, long hours, the players are grinding, they're lifting, they're in their playbooks, they're practicing, you know, when you have a chance to win, you really – as a coach, enjoy that until you go to sleep that night. And then when you wake up, you pay attention to the injury report. You're watching the tape, you're making corrections, and then you're on to the next team. And so there is that opportunity as a team to celebrate those wins. And so if you're going to do that, then let's make sure just the same way, you know, we got the right sound system. We got all the things that, that make it exciting. And so it's a long season. And when you have those moments, especially as a team, and then I would say even more so when you're on the road, and I know it was a home game, but when you're on the road, look, the players, they enjoy that. There's a little bit of a mental break before you start turning it up again.
Now, you know, Coach Payton, I thought was outstanding, you know, because you never know the process was going to happen in a game, who's injured, next man up. And we were obviously winning in the trenches. I mean, one of the best centers in the National Football League, McCoy goes out, Ruiz moves to center. Man, how about a game ball to Throckmorton? I mean, Throckmorton, he's played every position, you know, guard, tackle, center at Oregon, but never a real game in the National Football League. So I'm giving a game ball to that situation. And also Paulson Adebo. Unbelievable. Think about you going against Aaron Rodgers, your first game ever. You haven't played in a couple of years because of COVID. I mean, I was thoroughly impressed. The game was not too big for him. He wasn't overwhelmed. And on that point, I want you to comment on that, but I'm not giving a game ball to Trautman. Everybody else I want to give a game ball to, but come on, Adam Trautman, you got to step up, and I know you challenge him.
Yeah, look, when you watch the tape, there were a lot of good things that, from Trout. You know, when you watch him, they played more of a, you know, kind of an odd spacing front or some stand-up guys. And you have to, if you're going to run the football against that type of defense, you have to be able to block those large outside linebackers. And he did that extremely well for us. There's certainly a couple plays in there. He's going to see the tape of what he did today and look, he's an extremely conscientious player and a big part of what we're going to do. He'll get that corrected. But, no, our game is fluid always, and sometimes it's week to week where you're having to add players into the lineup, sometimes add players that weren't even with your team. And so okay. for Trock to get in there and play like he did, and for Paulson and a number of other players to step up, you know, in relatively new roles or new roles with this team, it's significant. Tony Jones gave us really good snaps backing up Alvin at running back. Yep. And, you know, defensively, there were just so many players that it was one of those games where, you know, it was easy organizationally to hand a game ball out to everyone. And it started last night, really, with all the people that handle the travel logistics. I couldn't name them all, but Jay Romig was the first one we gave the ball to. But he's been here the longest. And there's just so much that goes into moving, you know, call it 140 people. And you got the equipment guys that are loading trucks. They're going to TCU. They got to get out of the locker room on Friday because Cal's coming in, and they got to move the stuff and unpack in Jacksonville. It's, you know, a little bit like a concert or, you know, the traveling circus. There's just a lot of manpower that goes into creating the environment that we had to win. And those people were phenomenal along with the players.
It was a win for the organization. That's very well put for head coach Sean Payton. We're going to talk more with head coach when we come back after a quick break. I'm Mike Haas, voice of the Saints, with head coach Sean Payton, talking Saints football with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Welcome back. Mike Haas, voice of the Saints, with head coach Sean Payton and Bobby Hebert in Mississippi. And coach, Marshawn Lattimore played in the second half with a kind of a soft cast on his hand. But I wanted to ask you also, there was reports, I don't know if it's been official from the team, that he has signed a 5-year extension prior to the game, both very important aspects for this football team, especially the way he played yesterday.
Yeah, look, he had a real good game, and he's been a big part of what we do defensively, and another one of those guys from the 17 draft class that have really had a real great start to their careers. And so, you know, getting him signed, and we were able to do that, you know, it gives us great security and certainly Marshawn great security, and we're proud of him and excited to know that he's going to be with us here for the long future.
You know, Coach Payton, I'm looking at this. To me, this is the poster child for the whole National Football League, and it would bode well that players would recognize this, that, you know what, if I'm a free agent, I want to go to the Saints. I'm looking at the number of players: Marquez Callaway, wide receiver; Blake Gillikin, punter; Juwan Johnson, tight end; Tony Jones Jr., halfback. I don't know why he wasn't drafted. Malcolm Roach, D tackle; Calvin Throckmorton. It goes on and on. All undrafted college free agent signees, class of 2020, or whatever it might be. Man, the bottom line is you got to give a lot of credit to the scouting department, the whole organization. Man, we doing it right. And if you're trying to make the NFL, there's no better place than New Orleans when you consider that circumstance.
Yeah, look, the first item, the draft, and then signing college free agents and even bringing in pro free agents is the first step in the process. The second step is evaluating and keeping the best guys. And this is one of those years, I think, we have more undrafted players on the roster than we've had in other years. But, you know, we go all the way back to Pierre Thomas, you know, who beat out a fourth-round draft pick. We have to really just go by what we see. And, you know, we've had a number of these guys step up. Juwan yesterday, I mean, Chris Hogan was undrafted, and Deontay was undrafted. The only drafted player that had a touchdown yesterday was Kamara.
Right.
And, so, look, it's having the vision, and you mentioned it. It's our area scouts. It's all the people involved in personnel evaluating these players. And then, you know, what's the vision for them to have success? And if they fit a role, then that's a positive.
routine is so important to you, and it has been, and certainly, but this you've had this football team, you know, I guess in Dallas and now TCU. Do you ask yourself, is there a fine line between kind of having them and having their focus and then maybe trying to let go a little bit? Do you battle with that sometimes?
Yeah, look, I think just scheduling, I think it starts with, you know, we're in a good learning environment right now. We're not at our facility, but you know, we've got the better part of first and second floor meeting space in a hotel. TCU's been fantastic. That, you know, their practices are typically later in the afternoon. They have an indoor facility plus two really nice outdoor fields. They're on a bye this week, and so from a logistics standpoint, you start with your ability to practice, and then your meeting room space, and then from there, there's a schedule. You know, the players are in today for film evaluation. They all got a lift today over at the weight room at Texas Christian. Coaches began the game plan and the film study on Carolina, and then Tuesday, these guys will rest. A lot of them will come in and watch some extra film, and then Wednesday, we start up again. So there is a routine to it, and the players – very quickly that aren't familiar with the NFL get familiar with that routine, and it's important for them to be taking care of their bodies with treatment. So logistically, it's all right here. You can wake up, go down to the lower level, first floor, get breakfast, come up to the second floor, either for meetings or on the first floor. And so it's even a little bit easier relative to not having to drive to work. I think that there's a balance there that you always got to pay attention to.
Well, Coach, it was a heck of a win yesterday in Jacksonville, neutral site, but did a lot for this area, and I know it did a lot for the football team as well, 38-3. If you were enjoying the time under the radar, it's gone. It was one game. So we look forward to these our talks on Monday night, and look forward to seeing you this week pre-Carolina and seeing you in Charlotte. We really appreciate the time.
Hey, I appreciate you guys. Thanks a bunch.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.